Right now, we're having a bit of a weather breather across eastern New York and western New England. We're taking a break from the heat, a break from the tropical humidity, and also a break from any big stormy weather. So things are comfortable, generally, right now, at least by July standards. Temperatures are warm, but it's not too hot, and there is some mugginess, though it's certainly not that tropical humidity. It's also not refreshingly comfortable, but it's overall rather pleasant. And there's no big storms in the forecast for the rest of the day. A little spotty shower may pop up over the mountains, but by and large, we're looking at dry weather late this afternoon into tonight. And that is going to set us up for another pleasant night across eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures will be largely in the upper 50s to low and maybe mid 60s. So it'll be relatively comfortable for sleeping, though some of you may still opt for the air conditioning versus having the windows open. Some areas of fog are likely to form later at night. And tomorrow is going to be another quiet day. We'll see a blend of sunshine and clouds. Temperatures will generally be in the neighborhood of 80 degrees. Most of us will be in the upper 70s or low 80s. The humidity, again, won't be too bad, but it is going to be noticeable, so there's going to be some mugginess. And most of the day will end up being dry tomorrow. There is the chance for a scattered thunderstorm very late in the day, but it's not a situation where you would need to change your plans for tomorrow because most of the day is going to be absolutely fine, and any late-day storms tomorrow should be spotty in nature. And then tomorrow night into Friday, we're going to have a warm front come closer, and that's going to increase the chances for rain. So some showers and thunderstorms are likely tomorrow night into Friday. They may wrap early-ish in the day, mid to late morning in many areas. We'll still see on that timing. I'll update that forecast tomorrow. But the bigger change on top of the threat for rain will be more humidity on Friday. So you're going to feel the mugginess really ramp up on Friday. And then the heat returns over the weekend, with temperatures making a run at 90 on Saturday. It may end up even hotter than that on Sunday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, some areas of fog, a low of 58 to 64. And for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, mild but not too humid, chance for a late-day thunderstorm, highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, partly to mostly cloudy with some areas of fog, a low of 58 to 64. And for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, mild and not too humid, maybe a late-day thunderstorm, highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy with patchy fog, a low of 60 to 65. And for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, mild and not too humid, highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight partly to mostly cloudy with patchy fog, a low of 60 to 65. And for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, mild and not too humid, maybe a late-day thunderstorm, highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Region-wide on Friday, variably cloudy with scattered showers and storms, more humid, highs around 80, and on Saturday, partly to mostly sunny, hot and humid, with highs in the 80s to around 90. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.